It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Hey, Grant. Thank you for being a part of the show today. You ready to do this?
Yeah, what's up? I'm so happy that we were actually able to coordinate this, to be honest. Thank you.
Yes, of course. So, why don't you tell us how you and Courtney met?
Sure, yeah. We met at our school library, actually.
Oh.
You know, we were just both studying from across the room. We were both making eye contact a few times. And after the third time, I was like, okay, this is pretty obvious. So, you know, we were both clearly checking each other out.
Uh-huh.
On the way out, I actually wrote my number down and dropped it, you know, on her table as I left. And then she started texting me immediately.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you guys went on a date.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Yes, we did. So then we met up for dinner.
Okay. And that went well?
And, yeah, you know, she was really cool. She was really easy to talk to. It's funny because I didn't feel like we didn't miss a beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of playing around. It was fun. It was an enjoyable date, yeah.
Okay. Well, did you notice anything that Courtney might have been upset about? Anything at all?
No, but I did notice that she kept looking at me funny, and she was kind of looking maybe at something behind me.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of like she was looking past me or something.
Mm. Interesting. What do you think it was?
I don't know. At one point, I turned around to see what it was she was looking at, and there wasn't anything there, or there wasn't anything out of the ordinary that was going on, so I just was like, okay. a little weird, but yeah.
Yeah, that is weird.
I guess there's going on, so yeah.
So weird. Well, not sure exactly where this is going to go, but hopefully we can get some answers for you. Why don't we call her?
Okay. Hits 106.3.